well. It's 7:07. Thank you for joining us here at WRJN on this Monday morning. It's all happening at the zoo. It really is all happening at the zoo. Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. Do you actually talk to the animals like Dr. Doolittle when you go in there?
I do sometimes. Yes, they can recognize my voice.
But here's the big thing. Do they answer you back?
No, they do not.
It's one thing to talk, and that's normal. People talk to their animals all the time.
Right.
But when they talk back,
that would be,
then we got a psychiatric problem when they start talking back to you. I mean, all my dogs, I always said, how are you today? They never once, in all the years I've had animals, they've never once answered me back.
But they wag their tail, I bet.
They wag their tail and lick my face when they're happy.
That's their way to tell you.
And they bite someone who comes near me. No, they don't do that.
Whatever.
Okay. All right. Now, you can go to the zoo. You can walk through, see the animals. Just enjoy a walk through the zoo. I told you before, that's what I do. My wife and I walk through the zoo. That's how we get our exercise. But there's a lot of events coming around. Let's talk about a few of them here, because one is coming up on Saturday, May 17th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's Bloody Mary Fest.
Bloody Mary Fest. We're very excited. We just had another couple bars sign on to be competitors. And so basically people will get a taste like 10 different Bloody Marys. It is up at our pavilion, and north of the pavilion we'll have a large tent up there. We've got Bucket's second round doing the food, so that we're very excited about that. So we'll probably have about 250 people there tasting Bloody Marys, which is great. We're right on Lake Michigan, as you know, and it's 11 to 2. We have some VIP tents. We've got a couple of those already sold out as well. And people just come enjoy. And, of course, you know, in the state of Wisconsin, you like to have a beer chaser. So people get those when they come to that particular event as well. And it's just a really great, great time. And then the people will get to vote on their favorite Bloody Marys. And then we vote on the favorite garnishes. And we've got people that have come every year since we've started this particular festival. So it's May 17th. It's a Saturday, 11 to 2. You'll still have plenty of time to go enjoy the rest of your day.
Hate to sound like a rube, but I've never had a Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Well, it is vodka. And Buddy's is our vodka sponsor this year. And then it's their mix. So sometimes it's like, it's usually a tomato-based juice. Sometimes people use V8. Sometimes people make their own creation. And that's what sells, is their own creation, because we supply the vodka for everybody, and the glasses and ice and napkins and all that. And then the competitors bring their mix. A lot of people make their own special mix. That's why it's also open to anyone who thinks they can beat a bar with their mix. And then their garnish. And their garnish can be anything.
Celery stalk, right?
Could be celery stalk, pickles. It could be
pickles.
I guess put a pickle in there. Could be some olives, lemon, lime. You know, some people put a chicken on there. And it's just creative. It's just a fun way to do it. And if you like Bloody Marys, this is the event to go to.
And if somebody puts the wrong ingredient in, they say, oh, I should have had a V8.
Some people, I think so. There's some great Bloody Marys that show up at this event, so we're excited.
So this is Saturday, May 17th.
Yep.
Now that we described it, we got their attention.
Yep.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., yep. This is not a late night event where you're going to go staggering out of the zoo
this
at 2 in the morning.
No.
Nope. You know, it's a nice one, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And so how do people, did just come in or?
Nope, you've got to pre-register.
Okay.
So you're going to go to our website at racinezoo.org. There's a top bar that's green in color. Go to the events, do the drop-down menu to Bloody Mary Fest, and that's where you can buy your tickets. And it's easy peasy, but get them sooner, because I get events that sell out. I mean, because people love to come to the zoo events. So if you're thinking about it, buy your ticket now. You're thinking about it, buy your ticket now. There's no other great advice I can give you today.
Now, if somebody says, I don't drink alcohol, you have a non-alcohol admission,
we
right?
We do.
All right.
So some people like to have a virgin Bloody Mary because they still like the spices and the tomato-based mix. They just don't want the vodka in there. So there's that. And then, of course, pop, water. And sometimes they come with a friend, and they're going to be the non-drinker, and others come as the drinker.
It's a Midwestern thing, pop.
Pop, I'm sorry. I will.
No, that's okay.
Say
no,
pop.
No. Don't apologize.
Soda,
don't apologize. Bubbler, pop. Those are really mid. When I first came here to the Midwest, so I said, oh, I'm thirsty. The bubbler's down the hall. The what? The bubbler. No, I want a water fountain. Yeah. The bubbler's down the hall.
That's a Wisconsin thing. I still call it a water fountain from Minnesota, but pop is a definitely pop, yeah.
To me, it was always soda. You want a soda?
Yeah. No.
Actually, it was soda. You want a soda?
Oh, that's funny. No.
Okay, so that is the Bloody Mary Fest again, yep. Saturday, May 17th. And to register, you go online.
Yep. RacineZoo.org.
RacineZoo.org.
And then go to the event tab and do the drop down, and then you'll see Bloody Mary Fest along with all of our other events, too.
All right. But here's something. I wish I was a kid again. You know, they always say, I wish I was a kid again. Because I didn't have this kind of stuff. The summer camp and the holiday week camp, but summer camp for kids at the zoo. How great is that, huh?
It's absolutely wonderful. We are getting lots of reservations right now because people want to know what they're going to do with their kid once school's out. And so we're usually one of the top three different summer camps that kids can go to for their parents. We have early drop-off. We have late pickup. You could schedule your child to be there just in the morning and then pick up at lunch. You could have them go all day and pick up at the end of the day. They just have to bring a lunch with them. Or they could come just in the afternoon because kids have tons of stuff to do nowadays. Now, when I was little, it was not quite that much, but there's sports and there's other camps that kids want to go to. So it's really a way to get everything the parents want the kids to do in the course of a summer. So
I went to summer school when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And what they did was you went to it was a grammar school thing. So I think it was in second grade, first grade, whatever. They drop you off for the day. Mm-hmm. And they had a hose where you can play with the hose and, you know, and we made things in the, mm-hmm. they had a classroom we can go into. And I enjoyed it every day we went to that. But all the other kids went to a camp every day. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to camp. My mother said, do you want to go? And I said, no, I'm afraid. And so I didn't go. I regret all that stuff now.
Well, don't regret. Get your kids signed up for summer camp for the Racine Zoo.
Can I sneak in if I wear like a baseball cap on the side and I talk kind of young like this? Can I get in, Joe? Please, me kind doing. Please, I want to go to summer camp. Can I come in, Joe?
But no, you cannot. You're too old for summer camp.
Well, 6'2" or 6'3". I don't think I
Well, I suppose there's kids that are that tall.
I sneak in. All right, let's talk about, first of all, before we go any further, you had a blessed event at the zoo.
We sure did.
Baby zebra.
Yes, a Hartman's Mountain zebra. We are very excited. He was born on April 25th. We do have confirmation that it's a boy. We're going to be doing a naming contest in the next couple of weeks. We'll put that out on our Facebook and our website for people. But Promise is the mom. Obi is the dad. And it was recommended by the SSPs, which stands for Species Survival Plan. Again, remember, we're part of AZA, which is the Association for Zoos and Aquariums, and SSPs come out of that. And so there are people and scientists and keepers and animal care staff that help plan which animals should have babies together, which shouldn't have babies together. And they had suggested that we have another baby. So we did. We had our first one at the end of 2020. And now we've got our second one. And we are very, very excited.
Did you know this one was coming?
We did.
Or just did. Now all of a sudden, gee, we have an extra zebra.
Yeah,
let's do that head count again.
We knew it was coming several months ago. We do an ultrasound and all of that. But we are just blessed. We got to get some consistently warm weather for that baby to come outside. So let's pray for good weather now, for the next couple of weeks.
Does the mother, is she protect that baby zebra or can you go near it?
No, she's protecting that baby zebra. So the baby's nursing and everything. We don't do contact. We don't most zoos and aquariums do not do hands-on contact with their exhibit animals.
The zebras snarl at you when they...
No, not really. She just gives you the face a little bit. But this baby is so cute.
The side eyes? You get the side eyes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So when will the naming take effect?
The next couple of weeks. We'll have the contest ready to go. We'll announce that.
Oh, good.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, and that's it right here. Let's get these
people. We can announce it right here for sure.
And Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. Next up, we're going to talk about Member Appreciation Night coming up Thursday, May 22nd. I don't know. Does my card make me a member or that card I have? Let me get your microphone.
Yeah, you received that because you are a member.
Okay.
So
okay.
All of our active members, we have over 2,100 member households.
Okay.
And you can be a member, an individual member, individual plus, family, family plus. So our memberships start at $50 and they go all the way up to $1,000, depending upon what you want out of your membership. So you still have time. If you became a member today, you could register to come to that party on the 22nd, Thursday the 22nd. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. It's just a way for us to thank our members for being members. There's some entertainment for the kids. We have Jeannie B and the Jelly Beans coming to play for the kids. The train will be going. Danny's catering is going to be doing the food.
Oh, and Danny's Meats.
Yeah, we love their food. So it's a good barbecue type thing. And we've got cupcakes for the dessert coming out of Piggly Wiggly from Union Grove. They're being very helpful for us this year. We'll have keepers, animal keepers, and education staff that will be doing presentations at different animal exhibits. We will be having games and crafts for the kids. And it's just a great way. It's kind of that kickoff. You'll start to see everyone go, oh, I haven't seen you for a while, because everyone's coming out of their winter hibernation. So let's enjoy and have a really good time. We're very excited. It's just a fun event, 5 to 8. So, but you've got to be a member in good standing and
register. That's what it says here, member in good standing.
Register by the 8th, which is this Thursday. But you still have time. You could be a you could become a member today, tomorrow, Wednesday. Yeah. But you got to become a member and then get yourself registered to attend this super fun event.
You're right. I did get this in the mail. There it is, Mr. and Mrs. Donald Rosen.
Yes,
there it is.
Did.
I did get it.
Because you're a member.
I was thinking, how did you know I got this in the mail? Oh, yeah, right. It's a postcard address.
Because you're one of our 2,100 member households.
And I am in good standing.
You are in good standing. So get yourself registered.
I am very in good standing. I don't know. How do you get in bad standing? Just don't pay.
Some people let their membership last.
Oh,
and so they think they still have it, but it lapsed 2 months ago. So it's you got to be able to, you know, be an official member.
That's like all these YouTube videos I watch of police officers stopping cars for traffic violations. And they'll say, where's your insurance? This expired last year.
Oh, no.
Where's your registration? This expired 3 months ago. You are not a driver in good standing.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Next up, we're going to talk about Around for Rhinos.
You got it, Round for Rhinos. It is our annual golf tournament. We're very excited about it. It is on Monday, June 23rd. It is at Meadowbrook Country Club. But what's different as ours is we do a nine-hole scramble, and it's our charity golf tournament, and the shotgun starts at 2. So what people like about it is people can work all morning or get whatever done they need to do, leave, and still be able to tee off at 2 o'clock, enjoy the day, and then still stay for a wonderful dinner, and then be home by 7:30 at night. So it works out really, really great. It's a fun event. We've got some fun games that will be happening on the courses, and we are looking to have, we double up on all the holes so we can have up to 144 golfers. We've got amazing sponsors this year. Someone's doing the golf. Everyone gets a golf glove. They get a really great swag. We have the best swag bag when it comes to the golf tournament ever. So we do that, and it's just a really great opportunity to support the zoo. Lots and lots of golfers out there. You don't have to be one that's so intense about golf. This is just a fun golf event and fun games on the golf course, and we've got people that have supported us since that started and kicked off in 2020. So get your foursomes booked, or if you want to be a sponsor, you can do that too.
You know how to play golf?
I do.
I play putt-putt golf. I'm very good at the windmill hole. You know that windmill that comes around and your ball hits the windmill and bounces back at you? I'm very good at getting it through on the first shot.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't golf in a golf tournament.
You guys hold that great golf putter. See, I hold it like a baseball bat. You know, you got this special thing. And it's not natural for me. I tried it a few times.
Yeah.
I can hit the ball, but it goes rolling down. I don't know how people play. I have the video game at home. We play the Wii game video of golf. I can't even do that. My wife's good at that.
Well, then she should get some friends and do a foursome.
They had that little girl a couple of weeks ago of one of the pro golfers, and she took a shot. She must have been about 4 years old, 5 years old maybe. She took a shot. It went really slow, and it went in the hole.
Oh, my gosh. Super cool. See, that's cool.
I know, but if you get me to the hole within 10 feet, I could probably do it. It's getting to that point I have a problem.
Beth Heidorn,
executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here. We got a few more events to talk about, and then we're going to give a recap, because I know people are coming and going in the morning. You said, yeah, I missed the whole beginning. Well, it's going to be podcast anyway, so you can hear that. Beth Heidorn is here. She's executive director of the Racine Zoo. We're talking about a whole bunch of activities and fun coming to the zoo. We're going to give a recap in just a few minutes, but let's continue on here.
Yeah.
Music at the Zoo is coming beginning June 25th. Can't believe it's getting summery already.
I know, and that's our. We only have one Music at the Zoo concert this year. It is on June 25th. It's a Wednesday. It's kind of our kickoff. As we know, most of our concerts are on a Wednesday. And it's with Chicago Tribute Anthology. They have been incredibly successful at the Zoo. We've been asked to bring them back, so we are. So this runs the same kind of format as Animal Crackers does. So the gates will open at 5:30. The concert starts at 7. The zoo will do all the food this year for this particular concert. And then, of course, we have a bar right there as well. And everyone loves this particular group. They really sound like Chicago. So I'm very, very excited. And you get to see there's a sailboat regatta happening on Wednesdays. So you get to see that at the lake. And you just, again, bring your bag chair. Feel free to do that. You are welcome to bring food. Just don't bring the liquor. We've got the bar there, and I don't want my liquor license compromised by anybody. And tickets are $30. You can buy those right online. Again, go to racinezoo.org. There's a green bar at the top. Go to events. Do the drop down to Music at the Zoo. You'll find everything that you need to know. For this particular concert, you do not get a ticket from the zoo like you would for Animal Crackers. You'll actually get your information, and it's a QR code, and you'll be scanned when you come into the zoo, and you would be able to enter at our main entrance as well as our Augusta Street entrance. So those are the two entrances that people can come in. Get your tickets now. They are starting to sell because it's starting to warm up. That is when people like to buy tickets to zoo events, because we are a weather related, but our stuff is rain or shine.
Do the guys sound like this? That's what we're talking about.
Hold on,
it's so loud. Okay, and they sound just like
that
Chicago.
That is what we're talking about, and they do sound just like Chicago. I love this band. They are super awesome.
Trivia question, what's the original name of Chicago? They shortened it to Chicago. Their first album's got their real full name on it. But they just shortened it later on after the first album.
I don't know.
Chicago Transit Authority.
Okay.
That's too long. Let's just call it Chicago. And they did.
Okay.
Okay, so that is coming up on...
Yes, that is coming up on Wednesday, June 25th. And the reason we're talking about all these events now is because they will sell out. And we need people to get their tickets early.
There are some events we can't even talk about because they sold out.
They've already sold out. That's correct.
Yeah, you got to get
on there,
first
man.
First come, first serve. Okay, now what about, when does Animal Crackers start?
Animal Crackers starts on Wednesday, June 9th. Wednesday, June 9th. That is the first concert. And then there are four of them.
Okay.
So they're fabulous. I love them. So it's June 9th. It is, let's see here. I got to... Every other week is what we've got. So we've got June 9th, June with Davina and the Vagabonds. We've got Wednesday, July 23rd with Vincent Ingala, and he is rising up the charts on his newly released song. Wednesday, August 6th with the Flat Cats. And we end with Wednesday, August 20th with Special EFX All-Stars. There's like four different groups that are coming, or four different people that are going to be playing at that particular concert. That's also the night that we have our drone show. So we're very, very excited about that. We had a drone show last year, yeah.
Is that when they do all those things in the sky? Those
There's like 100 of them. It's technology.
I've seen that before. Yeah.
They program them in. It's crazy nuts.
And it just... I don't know. Nobody bangs into one another up there, so I don't know how it works.
Right.
But it's like a whole light show in the sky.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep. So.
And that'll be when, the light show?
That is the August 20th. So it's the last thing that the concert ends. We turn the lights off, and there goes the drones.
Whoa.
And it's super cool. They were fabulous last year. I could not have. They did exactly what we wanted them to do. So
I don't know when the Racine concert band starts. I think it right around the 4th of July.
It does. That starts on if 9th is a Wednesday, that would be the 6th, I believe. July 6th.
Okay. You could be right.
I just did their contract. We are right.
Okay. I don't know.
They have seven of them in a row.
They just tell me when to show up. I don't
ask
questions.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
Here's one I don't even know what it is. Chronicles at the Zoo.
Yeah. So Bourbon Chronicles is an organization that does monthly bourbon tastings around the area. on a monthly basis. And so they have been getting into fundraising. So they are doing a special event specifically for the zoo to raise funds for us. As you know, animals got to eat. And it is on Saturday, June 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are $100. There's a great meal. There's silent auction. There's live auction. It is a restricted number of people that will be able to attend that particular event. So we are already a fourth of the way sold out, and we are, we've got about a month and a half, a little over a month and a half. So people have got to get those tickets, because when that sells out, it will sell out. We will not be able to add additional people to that particular event. So it's going to be really, really fun. It's bourbon tasting. So if you like bourbon, this is the event to go to. And it is done by Bourbon Chronicles, which is a great organization. There's three guys that run it, and they will be doing the bourbon and the bourbon tasting and a great meal. They're going to give away some cigars. You're going to hang out at the zoo. It's a beautiful night. It's going to be at the end of June. So weather should be great.
And it's rain or shine.
It's rain or shine. But there'll be a tent.
Oh, there'll be a tent. Okay.
Yeah. And you it's got at a lot night, of, 6 to 9 p.m.
So you got a lot of tents there and so
we do,
forth.
Yeah. General Rental is fabulous. Yeah. So we love them. They help us with all of our tent needs.
Now, before I say who mows the lawn, do you still have the goats out or something to eat the grass? I mean, do you actually have a lawn?
We do not. We actually have people that mow the lawn.
All right, shout out. Get this grass down to
no,
size.
No, that would be nice. But no, we do have goats there, but they do not go do our lawn mowing.
Let the goats out.
No, we do not have them do our lawn mowing. Our staff does that.
But they could.
I suppose they could, yeah. They do in other places where they're really doing it for brush control more than a lot in California when I was out there.
So let's just mention to people what is sold out so next year they can get their act together. The Mother's Day brunch.
Mother's Day is sold out. It sold out on Saturday. So a week before Mother's Day, it is sold out. And I have already gotten a few phone calls on my voicemail. I forgot to get something from my mom. So, you know, it's when we say buy your tickets, I'm not just saying it to talk. I'm really not. I'm saying it because I don't want you to be disappointed. Because when I sell out, I sell out. So
I forgot to get something for my mom. And then Beth said, well, Walgreens is open tonight until 10 o'clock.
Mother's Day out.
Head out to Walgreens. I'm sure you can find something in the used bin that mom will really like.
Yeah, no, it's a great event. We're sold out. We sold out like early.
Did you ever go like on Saturday before Mother's Day and go to Walgreens in the card aisle? And it's like you can't even get a spot in that aisle. Everybody's thumbing through the Mother's Day cards. And it's like you got to fight your way in to get a card on Mother's Day.
Right. No, I try to get my stuff early.
Okay, well, good for you.
So
that event is sold out. But here are the events that are not sold out yet. We'll do a quick review here. Bloody Mary Fest, which is coming up Saturday, May 17th. For people just tuning in now, people come and go in the morning. They're just, you know, in and out. So let's give a quick review. Yep. Bloody Mary Fest, let's talk about that again.
Yep, so that's on Saturday, May 17th. It is from 11 to 2. People will be able to taste 10 different Bloody Marys. They'll be able to have beer chasers because we are in Wisconsin and we like to take care of people for that. You've got to get your tickets now. There are drinking tickets and non-drinking tickets, and there are also a VIP tent tickets where you get a specialized space. You get to have charcuterie boards and that type of stuff. So it's a great event. Buddies is our vodka sponsor, and then we still could use another competitor. So feel free if you are a friend of a bar or you're personal and you're like, I make the best Bloody Marys. Let's have you prove it. You're going to be making 250 drinks for our guests.
Wow.
Email me and I'll take care of you.
Here's what I'm going to try to sneak into. Summer camp, which begins June 16th.
It does.
I think if I come in wearing like a Little League outfit,
walked on your knees? You would shrink a little bit. That would help.
Remember Tim Conway used to do that on the Carol Burnett show? He used to walk around on his knees. Maybe I'll do something like that. Or you remember Heckle and Jekyll, but they were cartoon characters. And when they wanted to get into a place and they couldn't get in, they used to walk backwards and say, goodbye.
Oh,
and
my
just
gosh,
walk into the event back. And the person at the gate would say, goodbye. And they just walk in backwards.
Nice.
Okay, so summer camp,
yeah.
And this is not sold out.
Nope, not sold out. There are some weeks that are sold out, but this is we do it for 9 weeks. So it's kids that are age three to kids entering seventh grade. So you need to go onto our website, and instead of going to the event tab, you're going to go to the education tab, drop down to summer camp, and then you'll see all the different weeks. So if you've got multiple kids, there's weeks that will take care of all different ages. And you can do morning. You could do just afternoon. You could do all day. So there's lots of options for families that can meet their busy, busy summer schedules.
And Around for the Rhinos.
Around for Rhinos is Monday, June 23rd. We love that. It is our annual golf tournament. It is a nine-hole scramble. And we are at Meadowbrook. It is tee-off at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Plenty of time for you to work all morning and then go play golf. It's going to be great. We've got the greatest swag bag. If you want to be a sponsor, we still have a couple hole sponsors that are available. Get your foursome booked.
And I am a member in good standing with the Racine Zoo, my wife and I. And we got our postcard, and It's Member Appreciation Night, and there's still time for you to attend if you become a member. And it's not that expensive to become a member.
No, you can become a member at $50, you can go all the way up to $1,000. It is Thursday, May 22nd, from 5 until 8. You have, if you're not a member now, you can become a member today, tomorrow, Wednesday, but by Thursday, May 8th, you have to RSVP because we've got to make sure we've got enough stuff for crafts, we've got to make sure we have enough stuff for food and to feed everybody, and we'll have 2,000 people there. So get your reservation in because you have to RSVP. You can't just show up on that night.
And by the way, everything we're talking about this morning is at racinezoo.org.
Racine, yes,
could you say that again, Mr. Rosen? I didn't get that right. I was trying to drive and I was trying to write. No, it's at racinezoo.org.
Yep. Everything you need to know about what's happening at the zoo is on our website.
This is a lot of work running a zoo. I just thought it was, feeding animals and getting vet care for them. And you don't walk the animals, do you?
Nope. But animal care and vet care are all part of everything that we do there. We are a little mini city. We like to consider ourselves a little mini city. We have every sort of thing. We have retail. We have facilities. We have a library. We have education. We have, you name it. We have it. We are a mini city at the zoo.
And one more time, we had a blessed event at the zoo.
Yep.
A baby zebra was born. Yep. No name yet.
Nope. But we'll be doing a naming contest pretty soon, and he was born on the 25th of April. He is adorable. We do need to have some consistently warmer weather so we can get him out so everyone can see him. He's a preciously cute.
Now, I know what it's like not to have a name when you're born because, and I've told this story on the air before, when I was born, the name had to begin with a D. That was just a given. Mm. And my parents wanted Dean, but there was a family squabble on Dean, so they didn't like that. So they couldn't agree on anything. So when I left the hospital, my birth certificate has no name on it. It just has two blank spaces and Rosen. So when it came time, either my driver's license or my passport, I gave it in. They said, we can't accept this. It doesn't have a name on it. I said, they wrote it on the back. They said, that's not good. So I had to go back to where I was born and get another birth certificate printed up. So it's good to have a name pretty soon after you're born.
Right. Now, when did you actually get your name then?
About a week or two later.
Oh, okay.
So what'd they call me?
Baby Rosen, maybe?
What did my mother call me? I mean, she had to have a name. She, didn't say, hey, you, come here. I mean, hey, you. Yeah, it took about a week or two before they decided on a name. And this is the name Donald they decided on. Had to begin with a D. It didn't matter what the name was as long as it began with a D. But for some reason, my mother and father came with Dean and the grandparents didn't like it. It wasn't good enough. Dean was pretty good.
Think that's great.
Yeah.
But Don's good, too.
No,
look at you.
Donald, though. Donald. In the school, I was Donald Duck. I was Donald this and Donald. Ronald McDonald. And then I don't want to do it.
I hear you.
This is good stuff. RacineZoo.org. You're going to come back next month because we've got to get an update on all this stuff. The public's got a short memory. They really do. Thank you, Beth. I do appreciate
you're
it. Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo this morning. The sun's rising.